This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Last hour, I spoke with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco live from downtown Albuquerque about what she was seeing in the aftermath of violence that broke out last night following a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest that took place from the university area to downtown Albuquerque. I spoke with Marisa at 6:45 this morning, so just about 1 hour ago. For those of you who missed it, here's that conversation. Good morning, Marisa.
Good morning, Nash.
I'm wondering what you're seeing. You're still downtown from last night's Black Lives Matter protest and a riot that occurred late into the night and potentially is still happening now. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so right now, I mean, police have most of downtown completely blocked off. You can't really see most of the main part of the area where a lot of the violence and damage took place. Which is on Central. So I'm standing on Copper now. I just kind of walked all the way around, and police have blocked it off entirely. I did a little walking up Central until they told me to turn back, and you can still hear some of the alarms from the businesses going off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing about a garbage truck, too, so I assume that they have the city's solid waste department out here cleaning things up.
And how many people are you seeing besides the officers?
Besides officers, it's kind of hard to tell. There's some cars. There are some sparse cars. I think most of them are City of Albuquerque vehicles. So seems like maybe a lot of people are here pitching in on the cleanup.
I see. And you've been out there most of the evening. Can you tell us a little bit about what you experienced last night?
Yeah, so I joined the Black Lives Matter protest and marched behind the protesters to film and to document. And they got downtown and had speeches. And at that point, I would pretty much call that protest over. After that protest was done, people dispersed and went back to their cars. And then there were a lot of cars kind of driving around with signs hanging out their windows, but things still seemed somewhat peaceful. Like there was like kids in the cars and stuff. And it wasn't until about 1 in the morning, maybe 12 or 1, when people started breaking into businesses, pulling things out. They lit a small fire. The police approached, the riot police approached from two sides, fired what I assume are less than lethal rounds and flashbangs. I hear that in front of the chemo, someone fired shots on police. I think I was standing right there when it happened. And I don't really know if it was live ammo or something else. I have no idea.
Okay.
But things got really rowdy and smoky and aggressive and violent. People were throwing things, people were rolling fiery dumpsters at police. Like it was rowdy.
And you're saying this was a separate thing, or it felt like a separate thing from the protest that had happened earlier on in the evening.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of headlines this morning that says, like, Black Lives Matter protest erupts into violence. And that's really not the way that I was perceiving it last night. It felt like it was a long ways after the Black Lives Matter protest had concluded, and that now we were looking at something different, which is, you know, maybe some people are holdovers, maybe some new people came downtown. You know, it's hard to say.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marisa. And we'll keep our listeners updated from Marisa and from myself, who was at the protest last night. And Marisa, be in touch if you have other updates this morning. And thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was KUNM's Marisa DeMarco live from downtown Albuquerque this morning at 6:45, so about an hour ago. For more on last night's protest and the riot that broke out afterwards and lasted into this morning, you can find the stories on our homepage now at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.